Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I read a question from a Calvinist asking about why I insist on preaching verse by verse, and that Jesus never preached against homosexuality. But this is going to be interesting. Please listen. This one says, Dear Dr. Bloom, there are no verse-by-verse examples of preaching verse-by-verse before the 1600s. Why do you insist on preaching verse-by-verse? Is there an example of Jesus or anyone else in the Bible preaching that way? I also don't see anywhere that Jesus preached against homosexuality. Well, this is from another Calvinist who writes me weekly to let me know how ignorant I am and rebukes me for teaching verse by verse. So this is a constant from him and been doing it for years. When he's really peeved, now he's not peeved as much in this one because he doesn't say, "Oh, Andy," because sometimes he says, "O-L-E, Andy." Okay, so. He calls me a stupid, this and that. That's fine. Normally, I don't like to take letters like that or answer letters like that, not dignify them with an answer. But since he's said this many times, and I also like to reveal that Calvinists, although they seem like they believe that they are very intellectual and, how much better they are and so forth, I want you to see the real Calvinists as they are, and this is a good example of one of them. Now, not all of them are this way, so let me be quick to point that out. So I answered him this way. This is really hard for some people to understand. Men added verse and chapter numbers along with book titles. In the 1500s, before the King James, there were some actual verse numbering. We also know that in time past, that every line in a book was numbered, which thankfully that was shut out. If you had a book that had 150 pages in it with 25 lines on every page, then every line would have been numbered on each page. And so, can you imagine how hard that would be saying, turn to number 5,487. Okay. That is kind of ridiculous, is it not? But I'm still answering him here. So the verse numbering and chapter numbering did not rearrange the words, chapters, etc. They would not have moved where John 3:16 is now located from there to another part of the book of John. John 3:16 is now located from where it was always been when it was written without chapters and numbers. So, my friend, don't think that, well, you know, if they didn't have chapter and verse numbers, they could have moved John 3:16 around to chapter 20, and they could have. Then it really would have been out of kilter. If you're talking about starting at the first word of a book and studying to the end in succession of words and thoughts instead of jumping around, well, that's actually gone on for hundreds of years. For an example, in Nehemiah chapter 8, now understand, in Nehemiah chapter 8, you are at least 2,400 years ago, all right? So In Nehemiah chapter 8, they read the law. It was not numbered then, nor chaptered. But they began at the start, and they read straight through, giving the sense of it. I don't believe that it was evil that Ezra did that. Okay, I don't believe that it was evil that they started at the beginning, went to the end, and read it and gave the meaning of it all. I just don't think it is. And of course, God didn't think it was either, and he blessed that time. Many believe that if God gave it word for word, perhaps he wanted it taught in the same manner by word, instead of trying to fit a philosophy of man. Now, we know by the words of scriptures, for example, in the New Testament, it said in Acts chapter 13 and verse 33, the second Psalms, and it mentioned it spoke of Jesus. Now, so we know that Psalms was divided, at least by chapters, because it spoke of the second Psalm. Now, some scholars of the old stripe referred to the Psalms instead of as chapters as divisions. 300 to 400 years ago, it became more common to take portions and teach, skipping statements and thoughts, which they thought, well, you know, that's not important, or maybe that goes against what we are trying to get across. See, today we refer to those as verses, and they would just jump over those portions. Of course, that would make it easier to deceive people and make the scriptures of private interpretation. One person wrote me who was against verse-by-verse study, who obviously did not understand that concept of numbering is not considered inspired by the Holy Ghost, who gave each word, word for word, to holy men as they wrote. So I told him this, that, look, the word-by-word rendering by the Lord, it was not, or by the Holy Ghost to these people, it was not numbered. I admit that. This same person, though, that wrote me and condemned the verse-by-verse having it actually numbered, I spoke to him about the people at Berea were more noble than those Thessalonica, that they searched the scriptures to see if what the apostles taught was true. Now, the man who had the problems with the numbering and verse by verse evidently forgot his position and asked me, where is that found? Now, if I had honored his own disgust with verse by verse, I would not have said that is in Acts 17:11. Rather, I would have said it's in the New Testament. And the reason I would have said New Testament, because even the names or the titles of books were not inspired. Now, on my own or of my own, I usually say verse by verse because people understand that clearly. But there are a few, evidently, who lack the capacity to understand. So I would have to say for them, starting with the first word and going thought by thought, of the mind of the Holy Spirit who breathed out each word to the writers, to the study, going from beginning word to the ending word. Okay. Now, I kind of laugh at that, and I'm sure some of you do too, because we can understand that's the same thing as saying verse by verse, but for whatever reason, there's some that will say, don't say that. Now, if we were studying the book of Acts, as the illustration above, I would have said, turn to the place in the New Testament where it says that they at Berea are more noble than those Thessalonican, that they searched the scripture to see if it were so. I would have just said, turn to that place, instead of saying Acts 17:11. Now, I've read J.C. Ryle on the Gospel of John, which was verse by verse, and also Arthur Pink. Now, I disagree with both those gentlemen on their erroneous teaching of Calvinism in those books. And yet, in those books, they had many good things of depth that I really got something from. Now, I find the same with Matthew Henry. He was not a Calvinist, but agreed with certain things of Calvin. I do not think we should depend on these men as much as we do the Holy Ghost when reading the Bible. I like what Spurgeon said. Spurgeon would read the entire volumes of Matthew Henry's commentary through each year. And one day he was asked about the commentary and why he read it and how he viewed it as he read the Bible. And he said this, "The Bible sheds a lot of light on what Henry has written." Well, I like that answer. I really do. He did not judge the Bible by Henry, but rather he judged Henry by the Bible. And that's whether it's we are to do, whether it's a guy writing as a good fundamental independent Baptist or the most extreme Calvinist. We don't read the Bible and study the Bible by what they say. We study what they say by the Bible. That's the measure, the Word of God. Now, the Holy Ghost is the best teacher, and he's a far greater teacher than any man walking on the face of this earth, and he teaches his word. Now, he anoints men to be pastors and teachers who teach the word, but if those pastors or teachers vary from what the Holy Ghost has given, then we find that those men are wrong, see, because it's not of the Holy Ghost. Now, Nehemiah chapter 8, they went from beginning to end, or verse by verse, although they didn't have verse numbered. They started with the first word and went to the last word. Jesus has parables and other things that he spoke in his ministry and appear in the four Gospels. In some of the Gospels, a couple of the Gospels, they'll come up again. So some of his parables were mentioned twice. Others were mentioned three times, and still others are in all four Gospels. Yet, when there's more reference to something he said, they seem to have just some different things in one than the other. That does not mean that one got it right and the rest of them got it wrong. Okay? Rather, not everything was reported in each gospel exactly alike. Only the excerpts that the Holy Ghost would have those men write for the context in which he inspired the Holy Writ. Now, I find it interesting that in John chapter 7, verse 7, Jesus said, and this is to his earthly brothers now, brothers who were born to Mary after Jesus was born, and they would it be the sons of Joseph that he had through Mary. But he said to them, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.